The scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Listen, my sisters and brothers, it's a new day. It's time to get rid of anything and anybody that's holding you back. I read somewhere, you're not in Egypt anymore. You are not in bondage. The Lord has broken that stronghold off of you. It's time to look up and see the glory of the Lord in your life. His presence is profound. It's everywhere. Everywhere you go, at home, at work, even in your car. The Lord's doing a new thing in your life. Don't look back. A new beginning starts with an ending. Somebody's had something end because he's got something new. He's got plans for you. He's got plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Do you not perceive it? The Lord has gone before you. Your life has been planned out. You remember what he told Jeremiah? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. And he also knew you in the womb. And he has appointed work for you to do. The Lord can just speak a word and your life will change. Jesus said, knock, the door will be opened, and I will come in. You've been set free. God has removed those strongholds of Satan on your life. Give praise to the Lord. Shout praise to his holy name for what he is getting ready to do in your life. You got to have faith and know he is God and be still and know he will fight for you. He's about to set you free on a path to give glory to his kingdom and to bring glory to his name. When people see the change in you, they're going to know there was a God in heaven. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So get ready to run, because there's going to be nothing and nobody to stop you. In Jesus' name, amen.